Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges. If you have a question or comment about this podcast, please send an email to turninyourhymnal2@frontier.com. That's turninyourhymnal2@frontier.com. And now, let's look into the background story of Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, 1779. Most Christians who sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me, don't feel like wretches at all. But the author of the hymn, John Newton, did. And if ever there was a wretch who was marvelously saved by the grace of God, it was the man who penned those autobiographical lines. London-born John Newton, only child of a respectable sea captain father, was early dedicated to the Christian ministry by his devout, consumptive mother. His religious training began almost at once, and by the time he was 4, he could recite passages from the Westminster Catechism and the children's hymns of Isaac Watts. At 11, he was sailing the Mediterranean with his father, but at 17, he laid aside every religious principle and abandoned himself to the service of the devil. Only his love for Mary Catlett, with whom he fell in love in 1742 but did not marry until 1750, kept a few sparks of decency aglow within his heart. He deserted his ship, was caught, and brought back like a common felon. So severe was his punishment that he plotted suicide, his great love for Mary being the restraining influence that preserved his life. After his imprisonment, he embarked on a career of such wickedness that his friends despaired of his sanity. Living for a time among the cruel slavers of Sierra Leone, he was mistreated by his Portuguese master's black wife. Of these days, he said, quote, "Had you seen me go so pensive and solitary in the dead of night to wash my one shirt upon the rocks and afterward to put it on wet, that it might dry on my back while I slept? Had you seen me so poor a figure that when a ship's boat came to the island, shame often constrained me to hide myself in the woods from the sight of strangers? Had you known that my conduct, principles, and heart were still darker than my outward condition, how little you would have imagined that such a one was reserved to be so peculiar an instance of the providential care and exuberant goodness of God," unquote. Later he added, "The only good desire I had left was to get back to England to marry Mary." After further humiliation and suffering, he boarded a vessel for England, spending several quiet days at sea reading Imitation of Christ. When a violent storm arose, he regarded himself as the Jonah who was the cause and blamed his wicked life for the raging winds and mountainous seas that threatened to engulf the vessel. Suddenly, a storm as violent as nature's broke over his soul. With awakened conscience, he regarded that day, March 10, 1748, as his quote-unquote spiritual birthday. "I cried to the Lord with a cry like that of the ravens, which yet the Lord does not disdain to hear," he said. "And I remembered Jesus, whom I had so often derided." But the change that took place was only the reformation of an unconverted man. During the next 6 years, he made several voyages as captain of his own ship, even carrying cargoes of slaves on some occasions. Not until he reached Liverpool in August 1754 did he consider himself a regenerated Christian. But even then, he did not feel the call of the ministry to which his godly mother had so early set him apart. Gradually, he came to consecrate everything to Christ in the hope that he might be deemed worthy of being called into his service. After 2 miraculous escapes from death and several years of hard study and training, he was appointed a minister in the Church of England on December 16, 1758. 6 years later, he went to Olney, where he was ordained a deacon and a priest. His fellowship with William Cooper resulted in the publication of their Olney Hymns. Number 41 of Book 1 contained Newton's life story in this form. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. He made his last move in 1779, going to serve two churches in London. There he labored faithfully until his death, December 21, 1807, at the age of 82. His epitaph, which he wrote himself, reads as follows: "John Newton, clerk, once an infidel and libertine, was, by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy, near 16 years at Olney in Bucks, and 28 years in this church." Later he added, "And I earnestly desire that no other monument and no inscription but to this purport may be attempted for me."
Thank you.
this has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.